You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
A previously unheard recording of John Coltrane and his quartet at the height of their powers in the 60s has been discovered and is to be released, both directions at once. The Lost Album is out at the end of the month. Coltrane, of course, was one of the most influential saxophonists at the forefront of free jazz and improvised music more generally. His second wife, Alice Coltrane, was also a jazz musician. Many consider she is now due more recognition in her own right. Nicola Stanbridge spoke to their son, Ravi Coltrane, and the biographer, Ashley Khan.
The sound of John Coltrane's saxophone influenced every tenor saxophone player that's come after him. Well, that's a tune called Nature Boy. I think this may be the first time that he recorded this piece.
Ravi Coltrane.
It was a legendary group for a reason. I mean, they cultivated a sound that did not exist before.
In March 1963, John Coltrane and his classic quartet recorded a session at a famous New Jersey studio before dashing onto a show at Manhattan's Birdland. The master tape was lost in the mists of time, but a rehearsal tape has now been found in extraordinary quality with the band sounding their best.
It's incredibly exciting to hear them in this mode of exploration and experimentation, and the music has not been heard in almost 50 years.
So how were the tapes discovered?
Rudy Van Gelder, the engineer who built that studio and recorded all the world's most important jazz music, would offer the musicians session reels after recording, and they were in the possession of my father's first wife's family. I found out about the tapes about a year ago, heard portions of the music then, but Verve was able to acquire the tapes last fall, and voila, we have this new album.
There's this incredible slow blues. No identifiable theme, really. It's just the blues.
Ashley Khan, music historian and Coltrane biographer.
Without any preparation, they could just make magic happen at the drop of a hat.
Do you think that this is interesting for Coltrane fans or for a wider audience?
Both. It casts such a broad shadow across modern improvised music to this day. John Coltrane has influenced minimalism, classical composers, R&B, hip-hop, you know, across the board. And I think that's the mark of any true musical genius. He was always trying to do many things at once, rethinking the harmonic chord progression of well-known ballads, such as My Favorite Things. Then, of course, his magnum opus, A Love Supreme. He uses the term love as the ultimate creative human expression that he's trying to achieve.
I'm trying so many things at one time. I haven't sorted them out. I have a whole bag of things that I'm trying to work through and get the one essential, you know.
John Coltrane being interviewed in 1960.
Now I'm primarily interested in trying to work what I have, what I know, down into a more lyrical line. You know, that's what I mean by beautiful, right? More lyrical, so to be, you know, easily understood.
I was born in 1965, and John Coltrane passed away in 1967. Primarily know him through his music, you know, and my mother, Alice Coltrane, partner in life and in love and in music.
A great musician in her own right. Overdue revision in terms of her music, her influence.
Yes, I would agree. Alice Coltrane was one of the most unique musicians to appear on the scene in the 1960s. Started her career probably at the age of 22, 23, playing in Paris with bebop legends like Kenny Clarke and Lucky Thompson. And her career continued to move into different types of sounds and elements of Indian music. A great honor, great pleasure for me to be able to interact with my mother, but also this great artist. I produced her last album. It was released a few years before she unexpectedly passed away. One of the greatest achievements in my career.
You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk /today.